7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day radio program or internet program or Twitter program. Television program, Doug Steffen TV. How about that? Does that have a good ring to it? We have several people who are well-known television personalities, radio personalities, and now they work together to help the world learn about new personalities and people of all sizes and shapes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Boomer Broads.
We're gonna have to start paying you.
No, really? When? Checks in the mail? All right. So Anne-Marie and, seriously, and Janet here are the Boomer Broads with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me to focus on what you're going to do for your summer vacation. Or are you broke?
Are you even going to take your vacation? Because do you know that almost 60% of us have unused vacation? I know I am certainly among that 60% unused vacation time.
I don't have. I have 24 years of vacation time.
I hear you.
You work for yourself. How do you have unused vacation time?
To whom are you referring? Janet or me? Or Anne-Marie? Anne-Marie. That's Anne-Marie.
You just don't take it. Just don't take it. In fact, what we started doing this last spring, is taking Fridays off because, I mean, after 28 years of working, you know, you would think I could get a month or two of vacation.
But that's up to you. I could take vacation if I wanted to.
I'm not blaming anybody.
It's not like Anne-Marie is asking Anne-Marie, can I have vacation time? And Anne-Marie is saying no.
You know what Anne-Marie's problem is, Janet? Here's Anne-Marie's problem. Anne-Marie is a control freak.
She doesn't want to leave
because she's afraid you will overcome, overtake, overthrow.
It's my fair lady all over again. Yeah. I am going. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm the student about to overtake the teacher. She is. You're absolutely right. She's
nervous. As I walk out the door, I would gladly say it's all yours,
yeah, right,
my chair.
That's what she says.
Exactly. However, right.
Seriously, but they're calling it naycation.
Yes. What naycation means?
No vacation.
Really?
Yeah. It's moved from, remember, we went from vacations to staycations.
Yes, right.
The big thing, right? And now we've moved from staycations to naycations because, and, you know, I'll tell you, it's true. Even when I do get away, the first thing I ask a hotel is, you know, what's the view? I want to know ocean view. I love an ocean view. The second question is, how's the Wi-Fi?
Is the internet?
Because I know that I have to do work. It's not even a vacation.
Yeah.
How can I get my email?
I find myself with the opportunity to take a lot of trips. People ask me to come and talk about places and circumstances, and I'm happy to do that. And do I look upon it as, I think vacation is a word that's overused. What I used to find when I was much younger is the vacations were just a change from what you did Monday through Friday as the routine was broken up a bit. It didn't mean that you necessarily went away. I've never come from a family. Maybe this is it. My father didn't take vacations, but he certainly had plenty of time to enjoy himself. And I guess growing up around farmers don't take vacations per se.
Right. Yeah, you've got the farm. That complicates things.
But I feel extraordinarily fortunate. I like what I do with my time. I don't feel like I have to run away from it. Every once in a while, do I want a day to do nothing?
You spend 6 months in California. Shut up, sit down, and let somebody else talk.
I spend 4 months in California. It is not a vacation.
At the beach.
I work. I don't go to the beach. I happen to be on the beach, but I don't go there. Once in a while, I take Charlotte for a walk on the beach. Uh-huh. It's just a change in venue. Am I not doing anything? I'm on with you every day. And then I have, once in a while on the weekend, I spend a day at the movies.
So here's the trick. I mean, and I lived in Europe for a while, and I remember this. In August, everybody takes a vacation.
Europe stops in August.
Nothing going on throughout the world as the no vacation nation.
Yes.
And what they're saying is, it used to be, you know, as Janet started to say, naycation, with that applies to the naycationers, no time off.
Right.
Breakations. Who only take a few days, which is what you were referring to, and then of course the staycations, staycationers who take time off but stay close to home, so that they can stay plugged in and they can oversee what's going on. So,
What happened to my traveling? What happened to seeing new places?
You notice Jen and I are being very quiet during this conversation.
Because you love vacations, and you should. I think vacations are fantastic.
Well, you're going to Columbia. You take plenty of time off.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it goes year to year. Some years I do not, but the years I go to Columbia, I have 4 weeks vacation. Okay, that's
when she stretches.
I don't ever, you know, count.
You can't take it at once.
Ever count. This year I'm taking 2 weeks, so that's going to be tough.
Well,
but
I don't know.
When I don't go to Columbia, which is, you know, my wife gets that whole thing designed, I usually take 10 days off of work per year.
What
if I go to Columbia,
about? You're so full of what.
Don't
makes
make me count them. I got Jazz
green.
Fest. I got my.
Don't make me count them.
Full of baloney.
And then we go to the beach for a week.
Yeah.
See, and because of the people I hang out with, Doug, Stefan, and my father, I feel guilty. This hit me.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, but I feel guilty taking a vacation. But you know what? I went to Ireland. I was only gone 5 days, actually 4 days and one holiday.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, it was almost impossible for me to stay on top of my emails. I wasn't able to do the radio show from Ireland. And you know what? It actually cleared my head. And I came back and I actually feel more productive. So if you take a 5-day investment, I think it's okay. And
it is.
You could take 2 weeks.
Better than okay.
It's important to everybody. I think it's important to everybody's mental health.
If it weren't for me, everything would stop. I can't go away. Who says that?
Who did say that?
Who says that? I have, you have to have people. I trust Edgar with my life. And Edgar on the farm keeps things going when I'm not here. If it weren't for Edgar, I couldn't do things the way that I do them. And I think that's what you have, is somebody who you feel. I watch my radio business in a different way than I watch
the farm.
Hey,
but I didn't burn the place down. You've left me with nobody a couple of times now. And,
I know.
You know?
Right, you were
okay.
Fine.
I didn't leave you
because I wanted to. Circumstances required that I not be there, and you were fine.
But isn't it nice to know that you could go? There's nothing worse than that feeling when you feel like you can't.
Well,
Jennifer, you are right.
That's what people are saying.
And I think that's what Janet and Amber
are saying. That's what we're saying.
You know what?
Small business owners just don't feel comfortable enough.
Or entry-level young people who are afraid that when they get back, they'll be replaced.
A lot of people talk themselves into, I'm too important.
That's right.
I can't go away. They need me.
Yeah.
What a load.
That is
what a load is, right? We're with you on that.
Go.
Sure.
But you do feel that way as a small business owner. You're nervous for the staff. Will they be able to do it? What if a crisis comes up and they can't reach me? You know, you work yourself into such a fervor, it's almost like, is it worth it to take the time and sit on the beach and go, I'm worried.
And
I'm worried about my business.
What if you're a small business with no staff? I know a lot of people who just run it, you know, maybe with their husband or their wife.
It's just them.
Yeah.
What do you do? You have to just shut down and tell your clients, if you need me, I'm sorry, you won't be able to find me. And
Gone fishing.
A client would say, that's not good enough for
me. I like the way the Europeans do it. Everybody shuts down, everybody goes on vacation, and nobody
Everybody pays 60% taxes.
Well, except for that part.
I have a guy, you're right. I do business with who owns a tire store. I have the heavy-duty stuff that I can't do myself on the farm. I bring it over to this guy. And he used to be open on Saturdays and decided that his store is open now from 7 in the morning till 5 at night. And he's open 5 days a week. He used to be open on Saturday all day, and it interfered with his son's college and high school sports activities. So he said, you know what, we're not going to be open anymore on Saturday because I want to see my kids. And changed his business one iota. He runs the store, he runs the shop, and every year for a week, 4th of July week, he closes down, store's closed, and they're out on vacation, he's on vacation, he's got a boat, end of story, that's what he does.
Healthy as can be, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that that's something, you know, people say, well, how much time, it depends on whether you like what you do. If you're inherently not fond of going to work, it isn't a vacation's going to fix that.
True.
It's a new job that fixes that.
That is a really important gem that you just said. You're right.
You're not going to get better.
To me, vacation is just a chance, because I love what I do. It's just a chance to kind of get a change of scenery, a change of perspective.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your brain gets so locked in to get this done, get that done, that when you change it up a little bit for a week, you come back and all of a sudden you have a brand new perspective.
Through the motions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
But you're healthier. You really are.
I also think, to be quite honest, with the way America is right now, if the economy was better, vacations would not be as popular. I think people just also don't have as much money as they used to have. And that really affects things.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is right on. Yeah. All right, ladies, food for thought. Thank you.
Thank
you. We always find the ladies who are the boomer broads bring us ideas to think about. What are you going to do this summer? Do you take your vacation? Summertime, wintertime? Take some time in the summer, sometime in the winter. Don't take any time at all. Which of the things the ladies just described fits you? Interesting. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. What is it? That would be an interesting thing to sort of review. Let's think, Jenny and Jenny. That's the first time I think I've ever called you Jenny on the air.
Oh, it is.
Richie, something to follow and to be quizzical about. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website. website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Movie.
Very good. Like
summer 1984.
Right around there, 84, 85, yeah.
John Hughes movie.
Yep. Which one? Do you know which one?
This is not Breakfast Club, is it?
Yes, it is Breakfast Club.
Okay, okay, there you go.
Good job, Ducky.
Thank you. 50 less 20 plus 3 plus 8 plus 10.
Why do you always make it so hard?
Yeah, why is it about math?
I like math, actually. It's good for your brain.
You want another one?
Okay, Richie.
Name that movie.
I second that emotion.
Yeah, right song.
I can't name the movie, though.
Smokey. Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet. This isn't from The Chill, The Big Chill.
Very good.
Is it from The Big Chill?
Wow. You're impressing me with your swag out.
Wow. There I am.
One of the biggest soundtracks of all time.
What, this is? This show?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Soundtrack. Unbelievable. Yep. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, which of the remaining big summer movies are you most excited about seeing? The Amazing Spider-Man? Brave?
Yeah, I am.
What's Brave about? I don't even know about that.
Brave is a Disney cartoon.
It's an animated one where the girl's kind of like a Robin Hood type thing.
I like it because it features a strong
Why can't
girl.
We get Gina Carano to be Robin Hood, a female Robin Hood? Robin Hood.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be excellent.
Did we just get a glimpse into one of your fantasies, Doug?
Yes, we did.
Kind of weird. I'm a little uncomfortable.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I think there's something about her, man.
Anyway, I think you should be Robin Hood. You look good in a pair
Robin
of
Hood, Robin Hood. How do you know how I look in tights?
Well, you have a nice bum.
Wait a minute. Hold just a second. I have a nice bum. How do you know?
Do they make corduroy tights?
In blue. In chroma-key blue, okay. Yes.
So anyway, which of the remaining big summer movies do you think you want to see? The Amazing Spider-Man
Batman.
Is one of our selections. Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. Total Recall, what's that about?
Oh, that's the remake of the Schwarzenegger movie.
Who's in that?
Where he goes to Mars.
Who is it? Who's the...
Who is going to do the new Total Recall? I think he's going to do... he's
Schwarzenegger's
got a
cameo in it?
Yeah, but let me look and see who's in the
right.
one.
And the Bourne Legacy, that's the one I want to see.
Yeah, me too.
I think that Bourne...
Yeah, but don't forget, it's not Matt
not
Damon,
Not Matt Damon.
Though.
No, it's...
it's Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner. So why did Damon opt out? I don't get that.
I don't think he did. I think they did.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Why? He was the attraction. He was great in him. Getting a little heavy, though. Have you noticed that? No.
He's smoking hot.
What? Nah, he's gotten a little heavy. If you saw him
Crazy.
In that... that's a good payday, though. Those kind of flicks are great paydays. Anyway, so the Bourne Legacy. So those are the selections, the choices. Tell us what you think.
Kate Beckinsale and Colin Farrell are in the new Total Recall. That's right.
Beckinsale is not an action hero. She's too skinny. Who's the other one?
Colin Farrell.
He's too heavy. She's too skinny.
Kate Beckinsale, I think, is playing the... And Jessica Biel. Kate Beckinsale is playing the place with what's-her-face played, the blonde.
What's Biel doing?
She's playing Melina. Oh, yeah, Melina's a great role for her.
Yeah. Wasn't that Cameron's wife who did it in the first one?
It was...
Was she in that movie?
No. In the original one, it was the blonde who has no career anymore because she had one movie.
The blonde who has no career anymore because she had one
this
movie.
This is pretty enticing listening here. All right, so
Sharon Stone, thank you.
What? She has no career. She has a career.
She showed her hoo-hoo to people. Her
right. She had one that one movie, that was it.
When did she show her hoo-hoo?
In that
Basic Instinct,
yeah.
Well, she didn't really show it, did she?
Yes. She uncrossed her legs and was...
Yeah, but I mean... I saw that movie. I didn't see any hoo-hoo.
You got to go back and
obviously, she hadn't been to the
For those of you who are interested in The Dark Knight, story at DougStephan.com today.
Tickets about on eBay.
Scalped tickets.
Yeah.
And the kind of $100 or more for a scalped ticket
for the midnight showing the first
The Dark Knight Rises. $120 for some if you're going to an IMAX theater. So when is it? This weekend? Is that when it...
No. I think we've still got a
still July,
weeks.
I think. Yeah. We have a while.
All right.
Great. I cannot wait for that, though.
Check out our website. Lots of news and info at DougStephan.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Remember the old days when this was called listener-driven radio? What other kind of radio is
it?
Hello. Yes, it is. The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all Doug, all the time at DougSteffen.com. Now, if you move over to my friend Uri Geller's website, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, Uri Geller, there is, I guess, in any circumstance, you look at a website and it seems to be on all the time. Uri has fascinating things going on. His television programs, you can find lots of different things going on. You know, I haven't seen you for, what, 2 years? How long has it been since I've seen you? Maybe longer than 2 years.
I think about two and a half years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you should really come here. The weather in Europe is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah,
the sun is shining now. It's not too hot. Sometimes when I see the news from America, because I do watch some cable channels, I can't believe that in some states you've got 95 degrees, 100
degrees. It's going to be 95 here. It's 77 degrees on the East Coast today, tomorrow.
Here in Washington.
Something
how
degrees.
Do people, you know, what do you do when you go to where?
You grew up in Israel. Wait a minute.
You
grew
thank
up in Israel.
God
it's
for
hot.
Air conditioning, Uri.
It gets hot in Israel. When you were a kid, it was hot in Israel, right? How'd you do?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, as we grow older, it's harder to take the heat.
It is, right. Exactly. We're all spoiled. You don't need air conditioning where you are, but there are a lot of people, who...
Uri, if that's the case, then why do all the people retire to Florida here in this country?
I don't know. I'll tell you this, that when I spent time in Florida, in Key Biscayne, there was a lovely hotel right on the beach, and at certain times of the day, we couldn't really walk out of the hotel because there were a billion mosquitoes.
Hey.
And they attack you. And all the swimming pools, as you know, in that area have this thin mesh. Metal mesh around all swimming pools.
Yes, protect them.
And it's very humid. And I also wonder, you know, you want nice, cool weather. And do you agree with me that weather in Arizona would be fantastic? If you had a choice, Doug, and you'd have to live in the best weather conditions in the United States, where would that be?
San Diego.
Southern California is best for me. I don't care that much for Arizona because there's no outlet for there's no water. I'm one of these people who wants to be close to the water, near the water, as often as I can. And I'm only 20-some-odd miles from the water here. It means something different. I don't know. I mean,
you
I think
down
about
to the
it,
shore on the East Coast, and it's not bad because you always have a breeze, even though it's hot and humid. You have the Carolinas, Maryland.
But I'm just
Virginia.
Thinking of some of the beaches. If you go to Devon or Cornwall, some of the wonderful places in England that are just magnificent. The water, you don't go swimming. You don't go out in the ocean and go swimming in England. And I don't, frankly, I don't remember ever seeing many pools because it never gets that warm in England.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. And this is why, for instance, if you do have a swimming pool, you want it enclosed. You want it, an indoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
But I remember in my childhood days when I grew up in Cyprus, which is between Israel, you know, and, say, Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey.
A beautiful island. I used to, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I would take the local bus with my dog Joker, and I would ride the bus for about an hour to a beautiful beach on the other side of the mountains called Kyrenia. And it was just an incredible time in my life when I had this freedom to do whatever I wanted in Cyprus, and the weather was spectacular, and I would dive and see fantastic corals and unspoiled, you know, we're talking about 1961, 62, 63. I bet with you that if I would go diving in the same place I dove 50 years ago, it'll be ruined. The corals would have broken up. Pollution would have taken over. It's incredible. Even the shorelines of many countries, I mean, even here in England, Doug, you know, 50, 60 years ago, you had these houses built very close to the cliff, to the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
And you periodically read these stories that the part of the cliff just collapsed.
Yeah, it just falls in. We have that trouble.
Does that happen a lot in California, St. Palisades, where the cliffs are really beautiful and high?
Yeah, not I'm right. My house is the next, in essence, street down the PCH from where I live. Is the first street in the Pacific Palisades, and these, you're just describing it beautifully, these sort of dwellings on the cliff. There was a house actually once that I looked at that was right on the cliff, and it was next to there was a vacant lot next to it, and I said, this is going to be valuable real estate. Why is this lot empty? Because the house on it had fallen down into the road. And
you
you get that there.
We live in an ocean of motion. Everything moves.
Of course.
Time. Everything vibrates. And when you just think that everything is made from energy, and I've said this a million times on your show, everything, even the table that you're sitting next to, if you bang your hand on the wall, it looks to you, the wall feels solid, but it's not. So the rocks and the hills and the mountains are really energy. They vibrate in a certain frequency that feels to us solid. So energy vibrates all the time. The earth shifts all the time. Sure, it takes tens of millions of years, hundreds of millions of years to see the difference. But if you look at, it's maps from a few centuries ago, there are changes in the shoreline. And I tell you, many of these towns and villages that are really built on the sea line, 500 years from now, you want to ask the question if they'll be
long gone. Yeah, well, the whole idea, it's interesting you bring this up. Uri Geller is with us, and the energy discussion comes up, as he said, frequently here when we visit about reality. And that's basically what Uri's about, getting you to understand what your reality is and to use it to your best examples. So you can take your own tools, achieve great things, because accomplishment, and where you can relate this certainly to the energy of the earth. We all are beings of energy, and we accomplish things based on how well we use or understand our energy. And with the planet, you can see, if you go back to any good archaeological study or some of the, I love maps, so you go back and look at some of the maps of when the Earth was 1 billion years old or 2 billion years old, and the planet is completely different than it is now. Africa, what is Africa and South America were together. England was part of of Europe, and also there was a bridge over to what is now Iceland and Greenland that doesn't exist anymore. The water was placed, the same amount of water on the planet now as there was when it was formed. And, but you think about these things, Uri, it's almost beyond comprehension that at one point this circle that we're on, this planet that is going through space at unbelievable speeds, we don't understand it because there's no atmosphere, so we're not being confronted with anything other than what the planet creates itself. But think about where we are, and the solar system itself keeps moving, and the galaxy keeps moving, and all the stars keep moving. Everything is in motion, as you have just suggested, but it doesn't seem because the rock hasn't moved for a million years.
That's right. And also, when you talk about Australia, you think, how can Australia be at the under me, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's just, it boggles the mind. But, you know, I've just seen a movie called Prometheus.
Oh, did you see that?
Where they allude to the notion that maybe we are star children and we are, you know, we come from different other planets.
Richie!
What?
You've heard me. You know what my theory is. You know what my theory is.
Uri, I always tease Doug because of his theory that we all come from other planets.
Yes.
But the reason I tease him, Uri, is not because he thinks we all come from other planets, because he thinks this is the only explanation for black people, white people, Asian people, all looking different, is that we must come from other planets. So I say, Doug, if that's the case, then what about poodles and chihuahuas and bulldogs? And that one, he doesn't believe that they come from other planets.
No, hold on. I do believe, too. I'm with Doug on this one.
Yeah, Mary and I have talked about this.
That we come from far away, you know, different civilizations that left us here.
Mary, I never gave Doug the credit to come up with this plan by himself. I knew that it was something that you had given him.
Let's finish by just reminding all our listeners that 5,000 years ago, when the pyramids were built and the pharaohs knew this incredible knowledge, they would bury their kings in tombs, and then they would dig a channel straight from the tomb to the surface of the pyramid to allow the king's spirit to seed other stars. It's almost uncanny and unbelievable and incredibly mysterious from where they got that knowledge, and the Incas and the Mayans. You have these incredible archaeological sites that lead you to believe that there was a superior knowledge 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10,000 years ago on this planet. And you must ask again the question, where did that knowledge come from? You can find in caves deep, you know, in France, for instance, you see these carvings in caves that are 3, 4, 5, maybe 10,000 years old of interesting figures that
all right, so this is synchronicity. You know this mountain in France?
Here we go.
It's called Pic de Bugeard. Is that how you pronounce it? Bugarach.
Yes, lots of synchronicity.
Well,
wow. I was talking about that place.
Yeah, that's there are. I was just reading about all of the major chakras that are there. We as individuals, as humans, have our chakras, and the Earth does as well. And they have what's described as an alien garage there, which, if you look at the pictures that come from there, you think you're looking at the mountain in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes.
It's amazing. And the people who keep saying that the Mayan apocalypse, which is supposed to be, December 12th of this year, or December something of this year, more and more people are flocking.
They adjusted that. They said their calendar was wrong.
Oh. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I get your, you know, Doug, I know, there's no doubt in my mind that sooner or later there will be contact. All these movies will come true, you know, Close Encounters and E.T. I mean, there must be some sort of an intelligence out there. I don't know if they do travel in UFOs or they have different craft.
I have a theory. Here's the theory.
There we go.
I think that government is, I don't mean just our government, I mean governments everywhere.
Area 51.
Are so concerned about us becoming smarter because of the influences. We have this conundrum. We have all this information that is now at our fingertips through the new media and the new technology. Mm-hmm. And yet in our educational systems, there is a complete backward focus on its lack of knowledge instead. And lack of knowledge is embraced in some theaters and some thinking. You're not cool if you know too much. And so you see this yin and yang, this push-pull that's going on. And at the moment, I think the negative side is winning, is ahead, because I don't think as many people know about what's going on the planet as it would be healthy to know. We need to understand these changes so we don't get ourselves full of fear. This is everything about our lives that at least comes from government becomes fear-based. Have you noticed that? We're all afraid.
Yep.
Of this, sure. That, the other thing. It's all instilled by government.
All right, last question for Uri, though, before we leave, Uri. You talked about the mosquitoes in Florida and how they attacked you.
Mm-hmm.
When a mosquito bites Uri Geller and sucks the blood of Uri Geller into its body, does it then have mind powers?
Well, I believe that that mosquito will be able to bend spoons.
There we go. Hi.
Okay, great being on the show again. Talk next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, Uri.
God, love him. He is one of a kind. That's why I love him. He's a very interesting human being. Uri Geller. Well, that's what the world is full of, though, interesting human beings.
Sure.
Whether they be from this planet, Richie, or from other planets.
Wherever.
It's the 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Boom! Bah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Master Dougie.
There I am. Master, it's King Dudley to you, Richie. It's 51 after the hour.
Not in the rap world, my brother.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Court of law and the court of public opinion, two very different things. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In a courtroom in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, the child sex abuse trial of Jerry Sandusky resumes today as the defense continues to present its case, which they are expected to wrap up by sometime tomorrow. It's also expected the jurors will be sequestered once they receive the case. The 68-year-old Sandusky, former assistant football coach at Penn State, faces more than 50 counts of child sex abuse. Several alleged victims have taken the stand during this emotional trial. Now, we mentioned the so-called court of public opinion. It is safe to assume that no matter what the verdict is in this trial, the general public has already made up its mind about Jerry Sandusky. The same can basically be said about Roger Clemens and steroids. The former superstar pitcher went before Congress in 2008, and you might recall he said this.
Let me be clear. I've never taken steroids or HGH.
Years later, Clemens faced a trial on charges of perjury that he lied to Congress about his alleged steroid use. Well, after 9 weeks of testimony, the jury came back with a verdict yesterday after only one day of deliberating and returned a not guilty verdict on all counts. Outside the Washington, D.C. courthouse yesterday, Clemens had tears in his eyes as he thanked his supporters, whoever they are.
It was great to see some old friends and teammates and just some neat people. I want to thank those people who took time out of their schedules to come in on my behalf.
Fair or not, most of us firmly believe Roger Clemens is not innocent when it comes to steroids, even if a jury found him not guilty. It will be very interesting to see if sports writers consider this verdict in their decision on whether to elect Roger Clemens into baseball's Hall of Fame. His name hits the ballot next year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow ended up with a 25-point loss to 12,742. S&P up 2 points. NASDAQ with a 23-point gain. Oil prices down 76 cents a barrel to $83.27. That's the sound of a barbecue grill, and a good portion of the country will feel as if it is being barbecued starting today. A heat wave moving from west to east. The hot weather is expected to begin today in the Midwest with the thermometer hitting the 90s from Wisconsin to Kentucky. The East Coast will get it as of tomorrow, 90 plus from Boston to Atlanta. New York City could get close to 100 on Thursday. And speaking of the weather, forecasters say there will be higher than normal temperatures and gusty winds for the fire crews battling Colorado's High Park Fire. That deadly fire in northern Colorado has now burned almost 59,000 acres and is said to be 50% contained. And finally, another few words about the U.S. Open Golf Championship, which ended this past Sunday with a somewhat surprising outcome. 26-year-old Webb Simpson captured the trophy with a one-shot win. He even surprised himself.
This is only my second U.S. Open, and so I told myself, you know, don't get too excited, don't try to win.
Well, that strategy didn't quite work out because Webb won anyway. And for winning the U.S. Open, there are lots of perks, not the least of which is fame. The spotlight is squarely on Webb Simpson now, but wouldn't you know it, in his first one-on-one interview after winning the U.S. Open this past Sunday, live on NBC, answering a question from Bob Costas, there was an interruption. Listen to this.
Three straight birdies and four in a five-hole stretch turned around for you today.
Yeah, that was kind of the difference. I got off to a slow start, but I knew that...
A guy dressed in a Union Jack outfit wearing a cap with feathers just stood there squawking and was immediately pulled away, leaving Bob Costas and Webb Simpson to say this.
Always something to spice matters up.
Yeah, enjoy the jail cell, pal.
Not bad. A winning one-liner from the new U.S. Open champ. Not to condone the action of that intruder, but it was pretty funny. I'm David Weiss. And that's the news that matters.
This is the Radio America Network.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
We remember 24 hours a day.
We study the news and history.
We assemble information. We speak out.
And we listen to you.
And we don't forget that every pleasant minute of this freedom we owe to those who defend it.
Emergency.